Welcome to Radioactive Magazine. Missouri's Chief Election Officer, Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, is with us this evening. I'm Spencer Graves. Mr. Secretary, what are the most important things you want to tell our audience?
Probably the number one thing is, if you're registered to vote, I want to encourage you to get a sample ballot from your local election authority. Frequently, you can download that from their election website, or you can ask them for it. That will give you a list. It will be look just like the ballot you're going to use. You'll know everything that's going to be on the election that you get to vote for. Then I would request that you use that sample ballot to study up on the issues and candidates to make sure you know who you want to vote for, who you want to vote against. And then finally, I would remind everyone that if you're registered in the state of Missouri, you can go to your polling place on election day and vote and know that your vote will count.
And am I correct that, so except for people in Kansas City, the cities of Kansas City and St. Louis, your election board is your county election board?
Generally speaking, it's everywhere in the state, it's either your county clerk or it's your board of elections. So St. Louis City, St. Louis County, Kansas City, Jackson County Board of Elections, it varies. If anyone is unsure, they can go to sos.mo.gov. That's the Secretary of State's website, sos.mo.gov. We have contact information for every one of our 116 local election authorities there.
And anyone who's a registered voter can confirm with you at that website that they are indeed registered, and it will tell them which county which election board they need to go to.
Yeah, they can confirm that they're registered. Now there is some security to make sure we're not giving out personal information. So some people may need to call us. Our phone number's on that website. To verify something, to make sure we're not giving out that personal information. If the clerks enter a name differently, then it may not come up as an exact match, and we would want them to just call us so we can verify everything for them. But yes, they can find all the information, contact information for local election authority. They can find out what's going to be on the ballot. They can find out the full text of ballot issues. They can ask us any questions they want. Our phones are answered by live individuals, and we're happy to be there for you.
So if my name were Schmidt, S-M-I-D, and the election, could the election official have erroneously entered that date as S-M-I-T-H or a D-T or?
What normally happens is they may have put an extra space in the record. Like between your street name and ST, they accidentally hit two spaces instead of one. Or you say, I live on such and such, S-T-R-E-E-T, but when it was put in by the election authority, they put in ST or they put in ST period. We've gotten most of that cleaned up, and we've been working with them to do that. But if there is a concern, they should just call us and we can take care of that. The problem is we don't want to give out your information unless it's actually you. And it's hard to do that with a straight challenge and response like that.
Yep.
So if there is any concern, we would love them just to call our office and we can walk them through it if necessary.
Okay, great. Right, but there's also early voting in Missouri.
Yes, this year is the first year. It was part of a compromise on House Bill 1878, which was the election omnibus bill that was passed this year and went into effect on August 28th. Anyone that's registered may vote in person. We call it in-person absentee without an excuse. It's early voting in person, the 2 weeks before the election.
Right. Well, I just voted earlier today. So I got a card from my election board that actually gave me three different locations where there's early voting here in Kansas City. Should everyone in the state have got every registered voter have gotten such a card?
Not necessarily. Every election authority of the 116, they have to follow the black letter law, but within the law, they can do things a little bit differently. Our large jurisdictions like Kansas City, they set up what I would call vote centers for the early voting because that covers such a large area. They didn't want everyone having to drive to the Board of Elections. It varies by jurisdiction, but anyone who wants can reach out to their jurisdiction or reach out to us, and we're happy to give them that information. It applies to them.
Great. That's good. So, so I just to repeat for our audience, how many election jurisdictions are there in Missouri?
116.
And how many counties?
114 plus the city of St. Louis.
So, and so there are 114 counties. Is the city of St. Louis not a county, or is not in a county?
The city of St. Louis is a city, not in a county. It goes back probably 100 years. I think maybe at one time Los Angeles was or is still the same way. So St. Louis City is not part of St. Louis County, technically.
That's interesting. There was, I know that in Denver, Colorado, they talk about the city and county of Denver, and just across the border here, we have a combined Kansas City, Kansas, and Wyandotte County government, although the borders don't quite line up exactly. I know there are parts of Kansas City, Missouri, that are not in Jackson County, and I understand that those, the people who live in those in Cass County, they deal with the Cass County Election Board. Is that, am I right about that?
The Kansas City has its own election board. So you have the Kansas City Board of Elections, and you also have the Jackson County Board of Elections. For most of the state, it's really easy. It's whatever county you live in. But for Kansas City area, it gets a little different. And that's why we want to invite any voter that has concerns to reach out. Give us a call. We're happy to help them with any questions.
So is each election board jurisdiction headed by a Democratic director and a Republican director?
If it is a board, which we have in, say, St. Louis County, St. Louis City, Kansas City, Jackson County, Platt, they have a board of elections that is bipartisan. They have a Republican director of elections. They have a Democrat director of elections. They have a Republican deputy director, and they have a Democrat deputy director. We do, in most of our counties, the county clerk is the head of the elections, and then it just depends on whichever party affiliation the elected county clerk has.
Okay, well, that's interesting. But, so how many election boards are there in Missouri?
I think there's five, but I'd have to check. It could be six. I'm going through my head counting them. I think six.
Okay. Interesting. So, like you say, most of them are county clerks then.
Yes.
Okay.
And
okay,
although the county clerks are elected in partisan elections, with regard to the administration of the election at your poll, you're always going to have a bipartisan team.
Okay. So, and how are the, in the six election boards, how are those Republican and Democratic directors and deputy directors selected?
The directors are selected by the board. The board members are appointed by the governor. And
okay,
there are restrictions to make sure that that's bipartisan.
Okay. And so in theory, if the board were stacked in favor of one party, they could nominate people who are of the other party in name only, but right, so they could gain
well,
the rules in that way.
Well, there time where there was like an open slot on the board, because normally the boards are set up to where each party has an equal number, but maybe somebody dies or someone moves, so they leave the board. Even in that situation, the boards have always said that the Republican board members pick the Republican director and the Democrat board members pick the Democrat director.
Okay.
So even in that sort of situation, they've kept that idea that we are going to be bipartisan.
Oh, good. Good. What can you tell us about threats to election officials?
You know, I can't say that there haven't been any, but what I can tell you is, generally speaking, people in Missouri, if they're going to yell at you, they'll yell at you. And then as they leave, they'll say, God bless you. Thankfully, we don't have the concerns that a lot of other states have, but it only takes one person with mental issues. So we work with law enforcement, we work with local election authorities to make sure that they are taken care of. But and if something does happen, it will be dealt with as seriously as allowed under the law. But generally speaking, in Missouri, nice to work in Missouri and deal with a different caliber of individual than some of the other states have. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, right. So what? So what's the threshold for a threat that makes a threat actionable and prosecutable?
You know, it's a very fact specific question, and although I trust you, I would hate for one of your listeners to say, oh, I can use this to figure out exactly what I can say to cause trouble without it being actionable. So I don't really want to give anybody that roadmap.
Okay.
But I would, you know, what I would just ask is, you may be unhappy. I don't know what happened, but treat people the way you want to be treated.
That's exactly right. The golden rule.
If there is a problem, I am committed to making it right.
Yeah.
Call my office. Let us help you. When people get angry and get mad, generally you don't come to a fix. You just create a bigger problem. And we want to make sure that our elections run smoothly and that every registered voter has the right access. They know that the election is secure and that the results have credibility.
Yeah. Absolutely. Have there been prosecutions for threats to election officials in Missouri?
I am not aware of any off the top of my head. I can't think of a reason why it wouldn't go through the local prosecutor. So if there were prosecutions, I wouldn't necessarily know about them. But if a local election authority calls us or something, then of course we would help them to the best of our abilities within the law.
Right, right. Now there are, I think the law is different, am I right, for threats to federal officials versus threats to state officials, state and local.
Yeah, federal law is different. But really what I would say is, let's not parse what you're allowed to do against whom.
Right.
And let's just try to treat everybody the way that our mother would have wanted us to treat everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Take out our anger at the ballot box with how you vote, not how you treat the poll worker.
Absolutely. So in case you just joined us, we are talking with Missouri's Chief Election Officer, Secretary of State, Jay Ashcroft. So, Mr. Secretary, has there ever been a perfect election?
No. I definitely can't say conclusively that there's ever been a perfect election. What we strive to do is to come as close to perfection as possible. We strive, and I believe we have been successful, at making sure that if there are problems, they do not change the outcome. And that the outcome of the votes and of the races is determined by the registered eligible voters of the state of Missouri. I mean, every election, someone that's supposed to open up one of the, you know, 1,000 polling places wakes up late, or someone, a car runs into a power pole that provides the electricity to a polling location. We plan for all of that. It's my job to worry about how to react, not so that the people don't have to. There's always something that goes wrong, but we want to make sure that if there is something that goes wrong, it doesn't affect the outcome. And most of the time when something wrong happens, the voters never see it because we catch it before it gets to them, document it, correct it, and make it right before it gets to them.
Wow.
Frequently there's a mistake when ballots are ordered. That's why they order ballots and they send them out to the people that are on the ballot to have the candidates look at it and proofread it. We had that happen earlier this year. Ballots went out incorrectly, had to get them all back, had to provide new ballots to the voters that were voting absentee and make sure we got all of them back and everybody got a new one. We did that. Sometimes it happens. We like to stop it, but it's not just about making sure a problem doesn't occur. It's making sure we fix it so the people of the state can vote and they can make the decision.
Sounds great. So when did secret ballot come to Missouri?
You know, it was before I was born. It's in our Constitution, which was approved in 45, and I believe it was before the 1945 Constitution. But beyond 1945, I was born in 1973. I really can't talk beyond 45.
Yeah. Okay. I can't answer the question myself, except that I know that the secret ballot, my understanding is the history of secret ballot is it actually started in Australia in the early 1800s. And before that, there were sometimes battles in polling places. I've read something that I couldn't find the reference for, so it may be apocryphal, but a Navy ensign or lieutenant brought his sailors out to make sure that people who wanted to vote against his brother who was running for mayor didn't get to vote.
Well, there are stories of Missouri in the 1800s of voting irregularities. I have what's called a mule box, a ballot box that was designed to sit on a mule and be transported that way. That was made in St. Louis, I believe it was in the 1860s. And the funny thing is, there's a lock on the ballot box, because even then they knew that people would cheat. And I will say that my office does everything they can to provide transparency into how elections work, but not do anything that would ever violate the secrecy of the ballot. That's why in Missouri, it's technically illegal to take a picture of your ballot and post it online. Not that we're trying to be killjoys, but we don't want someone to be able to use your ballot against you. We want you to have the freedom to vote however you feel best on whatever issue or position without recrimination. And that's why we are so much in favor of the secret ballot.
Yeah, I voted just earlier today, just a couple hours ago, and the sign said no photographs, right? So, right, very much that sort of thing. What can you say about ranked choice voting or instant runoff voting?
You know, Missouri had a group that wanted to bring ranked choice voting to Missouri. They were trying through the initiative petition process to amend our constitution to do that. They did not collect enough signatures to put it on the ballot. A couple of concerns. One, I was concerned that people were bringing that about not because they were concerned about how elections were run, but because they thought it would give them a different outcome. And as an election authority, I want to make sure that we run the elections in such a way that we're not putting a thumb down on the scales for anyone, that the winner wins because of what they did, not because of anything we did in administering the election. We want to be the good referee, the referee you never talk about because you don't notice them, because they keep the game within the rules, but they don't do it in a way that you notice them. And then secondly, if Missouri were ever to go that route, I really think there needs to be a lot of time to explain that and educate the people about that. We don't want to confuse voters. I appreciate people taking the time out of their busy schedule to educate themselves on the issue and then, you know, working jobs, maybe taking care of kids, who knows what else they're doing, but getting to the polls to vote. And I want to make it as easy as possible for their will to be expressed. And frankly, I don't think there's a problem, so I don't want to fix it and create another problem.
Wonderful. So would you care to comment on the lawsuits filed by and against Dominion Voting Systems and the Smartmatic?
You know, I'm not a party to those. I know that there are concerns about vote. What?
Thankfully.
I know that there are concerns about voting equipment. I was able to work with the legislature this year to get a law passed where the official ballot of Missouri will always be a paper ballot. So we're not just pulling a digital memory card out of a machine that is the votes. There will be a physical ballot that every voter can then put into the tabulator to have it counted. If there's a recount, we can go back to those physical ballots. When we do the mandatory audits, we will have physical ballots. And in addition to that, in the law that was passed, we empowered the Secretary of State's office to require election vendors to come into the state and publicly disassemble their equipment when asked, so that people can see, is there that cellular chip in there? Is there a networking chip in there? Does it have that parallel or communications or serial port there, so that they can really trust? It is now against the law in Missouri, not for tabulators to be connected to the internet, but for them to be even capable of being connected to the internet, so that people can trust the process and they can trust the results.
That's interesting. So FYI, and for our listeners, a few weeks ago, I interviewed, I can't remember exactly when, members of the League of Women Voters who had gone to different election boards in Kansas and Missouri and observed their procedures and so forth, and talked about the whole chain and the transparency that and the efforts the election board had made to make the whole process completely transparent. And by the way, on your comment about printing out a paper ballot, when I voted earlier today, I voted on a voting machine. When I was done, I hit a button. It printed out a ballot, and I read it over, made sure that it was what I had selected, and handed it to a woman who scanned it in. And like you said, I was not allowed to take a photograph because, you know, I could sell my vote if I could take a photograph. So is it fair to say that the vast majority of the rulings in the lawsuits, maybe you cannot comment on this, have favored Dominion and Smartmatic and their opinions, and their opponents like Newsmax, MyPillow, and Fox have failed so far to produce substantive evidence supporting their claims of electoral fraud?
I'm not a part of that lawsuit. I just focus on Missouri, and I focus on making sure everyone can trust our elections.
Okay, well, that's, yeah. So, so talk to us some more. You told me, where are you physically in Missouri right now, Mr. Secretary?
I'm in Carthage, Missouri. Just after 6:30, I agreed to come down and meet with, really do a town hall to talk about elections and answer any questions people have about, well, really about elections. I feel like I have just over 6 million bosses, and I'm happy to get out and let them kick my tires and answer whatever questions they might have.
Six, 6 million being the number of registered voters in Missouri, right? Or number of citizens,
the
number of residents
being the
in Missouri.
Population.
Right.
The registered voters goes anywhere between probably 4.1 to 4.3. It changes every day as people move, people die, people turn 18.
Yep. Okay. That's great. And so where else were you today? And I understand you were devoted today and tomorrow to things like this.
I was in Jefferson City, the capital of Missouri today. Just trying to get some work cleaned off my plate. I was traveling a lot last week and was answering questions, doing some interviews, and also working on potential legislation for next year.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, where will you be?
Tomorrow, I will be back in Jefferson City, mainly focused on being available for people that have questions about the elections. Monday night, we're actually going to be doing a Facebook Live, where anybody in Missouri can log in and ask questions about the process or about the election, anything they want, just trying to be available to the people of the state.
Right. So we're getting running close to out of time, Mr. Secretary. Any final words for our audience?
I would just remind everybody, if you're registered in Missouri and you haven't, get that sample ballot so you know what's on the ballot. Study, figure out who you want to vote for and why. Not that it's my business why. And then if you can, take that government-issued photo ID with you to go vote. It'll make it a little bit faster. But even if you don't, you can go on election day, even without that government-issued photo ID, go to your polling place. You'll be able to vote. Your vote will count. And we will work really hard to make sure that sometime probably between 10 and 11 o'clock at night, the people of Missouri know the results. Maybe the campaign commercials will stop for a week before they start up for 2024.
Yeah, right. So I'm there are a couple of places that I know of that voters can go to get in for election information. One is vote411.org. That is a website sponsored by the League of Women Voters. Another one is ballotpedia.org. Do you have other places on the web that you could recommend for people to go?
I will only suggest official data, like the sos.mo.gov website, for telling you how to vote or where candidates stand on the issues. The last thing you want is someone from the government telling you how to vote.
That's very well put. Okay, well, I definitely want to thank Missouri's Chief Election Officer, Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, for sharing his wisdom with KKFI's listeners. A reminder.
Thanks for having me.
A reminder, early voting is now in progress throughout the Kansas-Missouri bi-state region. Check with your local election board for a sample ballot or county clerk, as the case may be. Or go to vote411.org. Or in Missouri, you can go to sos.mo.gov, right? And there's a similar thing in Kansas, which I forget. And vote411.org, as I said, is a project of the League of Women Voters. Ballotpedia and other sources on the web have information to help you make informed decisions. Tune in next week when University of Missouri journalism professor Randy Smith will discuss the KC Media Collective, the Missouri Business Alert, and other things he is doing to try to improve the education of all Missouri residents, as well as, of course, his students at Mizzou. I'm Spencer Graves. Craig LeBeau is at the controls. Thank you for listening.